Dick's Sporting Goods bought Foot Locker? Should we care? We're going to get into it this time on Fire Footwear. Welcome back to Fire Footwear, everyone. As always, I'm Matt Freitz, your host. I hope this finds you well. I want to thank you for tuning in, as I always do. For those of you who are new, welcome. For those of you who are old, thank you. It's been a bit since I've come out with some content. I do apologize for that. Life has been, as they say, lifin'. And there's been some other complicating factors as well. But we've been kind of down this road of business decisions. And we talked about Skechers. Now, that episode didn't really get a lot of play. I totally get that because I think a lot of people don't care about Skechers as a sneaker brand. And I can understand that. They're the antithesis of hype in many ways. They're for mass consumption. And really, it doesn't matter in relation to sneaker culture. But I mentioned in that episode about Dick's Sporting Goods. And I mentioned that they were attempting at the time to buy Foot Locker. And these are two interesting brands, and I want to kind of talk about this and break it down a little bit because I do think that it is important for many reasons that may go under the radar for the rest of us. Now, I will say a shout out to my man Sock Jig. He has done probably a better breakdown of this on his last episode, so you should go check that out if you want the most up-to-date, in-depth information on this, because that's just not going to be me. That's not my style. He does amazing work, amazing research, so go support and check out his episode. But Dick's Sporting Goods is an American brand that is interesting because over the last 20 years or so, they have almost become the best buy in terms of sports equipment. When you go into a Dick's Sporting Goods store, you are met with almost overstimulation of sporting goods. Whether you're there for golf, baseball, football, there are some regional sports too. If you go in New England, you're going to find hockey equipment, things of this nature. And honestly, it's overwhelming at times. They do sell footwear, of course, because as a sporting goods store, footwear is used for just about every single sport. Actually, it is used for every single sport, except for maybe surfing or some martial arts. You're going to find running shoes, trainers, and you're even going to find basketball shoes there because they are heavily trafficking in that space. But they don't generally have sneaker releases in the way that I think most people think of them or visualize them. They have them, yes, but they kind of go under the radar because they are fewer and far between than maybe we're used to. They are not a brand or a store that I think many people think about or plan to try and get a shoe at when a big release is happening. So let's take the White Cement Jordan 4. I didn't even think at all about checking for Dick's Sporting Goods. One, because they didn't have it, and two, because it's just not on my radar. I'm looking at Nike, I'm looking at boutiques, I'm looking at Foot Locker even if they have it, and that's a whole other story. So Dick's Sporting Goods is looking at its place in the market, and they're looking at where can we innovate, where can we pivot, or what can we add to make our stock price better and kind of gain some traction in this world. There is a lot happening business-wise that is directly correlated to things politically that are happening in the United States. And this is not a political episode. It's just a fact. There have been decisions made here in this country that have changed how some businesses are looking at their future, how they are looking to do business. And Dick's Sporting Goods is watching, at least over the last few years, their stock price go down, and they're wondering how can they get back in the market. When you're trying to compete with Amazon, and just about everybody is because everything is available on Amazon for the most part, you have to think outside the box. So Dick's Sporting Goods looks at Foot Locker, which is an established brand. Foot Locker for me has some nostalgia to go with it. When I was a kid, the reason that I wanted the Reebok Pump was because I saw it at Foot Locker. It wasn't just a shoe on a shelf. It was an experience. If you think back to the 90s, go Google Foot Locker in the 90s. Look at the presentation, basketball hoops, jerseys, things like this. And when you're trafficking in a demographic that is teenagers, really, it really does a lot because it makes you feel a way. It brings memories. it makes you feel like you're part of the NBA experience. And that's how they sold a lot of shoes. And that's how they had such traction in the world. Over the years, though, and especially more specifically now, they have lost a little bit of that luster. I think some of it has to do with the fact that sneaker culture in general has changed. I think that sneaker culture looks at places like that differently. And of course, Nike, under their old CEO, was looking to go direct to consumer. They were trying to push out those middlemen, if you will. I thought that was a mistake because I felt like there are people like myself who have an attachment to those places and will go and shop there and the shoes will sell. I also think that the heavy demand during the pandemic, the oversaturation of shoes has led us to this point where a lot of people have ducked out of the game. Maybe the culture vultures have ducked out, or maybe even some OGs have ducked out as well, because the game is different. And with Nike opening up the vault now, there are a lot of shoes that are going to be coming out, and I think for some people, that is a turnoff. So now you're looking at Dick's Sporting Goods buying Foot Locker. Foot Locker has a presence that Dick's does not. Foot Locker is international. People may not know that, but Foot Locker is international. And also within this brand, you're looking at Champs, you're looking at Atmos. There are other brands nestled into Foot Locker that also have a presence, that also have a pull for some people, and they represent availability of hype sneaker releases. And so Dick's Sporting Goods is buying it for $2.4 billion, and they are taking over 2,400 Foot Locker stores globally. It's almost seen as a merger, but I think in time we're going to see some things differently. Now, Dick's plans to keep the Foot Locker branding, and they're going to be keeping those standalone businesses like Champs, like Atmos, but I also think that they're going to be using it as a way to further themselves in terms of Nike relationships. Foot Locker had been turning around a little bit. I think that with sneakers coming back recently, I think their attempts at making themselves more like a boutique. If you look at Foot Lockers now, they look more like Kith than they do the old school Foot Lockers that we talked about. But they saw some of this growth come to a halt. And I think a lot of that, again, is tied to decisions that have been made, tariffs, and just consumer hesitation that is coming out of right now, the uncertainty about the American economy and also, by extension, the global economy. So Foot Locker is doing all this work trying to get back, and they just are being met with this wall. And so Dick's Sporting Goods comes along. It is giving them a great deal in terms of Foot Locker stock prices and all that. And now Dick's becomes one of two main Nike wholesale partners. And that is a huge deal. I would say Nike is one of the biggest brands in the entire world. It's probably one of the most recognizable brands in the entire world. And to be one of two main wholesale partners, that's huge for Dick's. Will it help their stock price? I don't know. But I think it is going to be good for them, at least in the short term. Their main customer base differs from Foot Locker. When I think of Dick's Sporting Goods, really, it's similar to Skechers and other brands. Skechers is for everybody. I think that this new customer base, if you're thinking about what Dick's is thinking, I think that they're trying to traffic in this new base. They're trying to take what they already have that they know that they feel solid in and bring in a new customer. Bring in somebody that maybe isn't there for sports, that they're there for a culture. They're there for sneaker culture. And by having their name attached to all of these other standalone brands, and they might be able to have those customers assimilated into their customer base and feed people to their stores. And who knows, maybe at some point they're going to have Foot Lockers in a Dick's Sporting Goods brick and mortar store. Who knows? This is also an on-ramp for Dick's to become international, because right now they are a solid American company, but sports is international. A lot of the sports that we play here are international, not all of them, but a vast majority of them. So now Dick's Sporting Goods has a way to sort of put feelers out into other countries, see how they do in small markets out there internationally. They can put some Dick's Sporting Goods maybe alongside a Foot Locker or something like this, see how it goes, build their brand, build that relationship with Nike, and you never know. What people want to know, I think, for the future is, what does this mean for sneaker culture? Well, first of all, I called this a merger, but I do think that it is more so a hostile takeover. And I think over time, we will see these brands like Foot Locker, Champs, Atmos, we will see them fade away. because Dick's Sporting Goods purchased them and they are the heavy here. They want to be the main brand. When you think about marketing, when you think about business, having one brand is always the move. It's why ESPN has all these different entities and they're ESPN the whatever it is. ESPN the magazine, ESPN.com, ESPN this, ESPN that. I do think that eventually you're going to see Dick's Sporting Goods take over a lot of these entities, and maybe you'll see what used to be or the skeleton of these brands inside of Dick's Sporting Goods. What does it mean for sneaker culture? That's the tougher question, because we all want to know, is Dick's Sporting Goods going to become a main player in sneaker releases? I'm not really sure how that's going to work, because I think when you take over something like Foot Locker and you try to get into sneaker culture, which is very niche, and you add it to something that is for everybody, it can become lost. I did talk about that a little bit when we talked about Walmart and StockX having this partnership, but it's not the same. Walmart was going to be selling pre-verified shoes from StockX in their stores. Nothing wrong with that. That's a lot different than Dick's Sporting Goods trying to add some sneaker culture elements to a store that already has it all. When you walk into a Dick's Sporting Goods, are you going to know that it's for sneaker people? No, you're not. You're going to accidentally discover that. Again, it's not a bad thing. It's just something that I think will be difficult to foster, because Dick's is trying to keep their own brand afloat, and now they're trying to do something new. And they're trying to do something new in a hesitant market. And they're trying to do something new with a demographic that they don't already traffic in. All of those pieces, trying to make them all work, is going to take some time. How much time is the question? By the time they figure it out, will sneakers be hype still? Will we have already faded on them? Nike is trying to do a lot of work this year in making sneakers feel hype, because they're trying to make them feel exclusive. That's not going to last, because Nike's stock price has not risen. As a matter of fact, it's fallen. And if it doesn't rise, they're going to have to figure out something else, because exclusivity doesn't seem to be the drug that's going to get them high. And so Dick's Sporting Goods is trying to navigate all of this at such an uncertain time. They're going to do so with a brand that people recognize. They're going to do so with a brand that doesn't get the same access as they always have. But maybe now that Dick's Sporting Goods is going to be a huge player in the wholesale market, maybe they will start to get some of these shoes. Maybe we will be lining up outside of a Foot Locker on a sneaker release day. Who knows? A lot of people in the culture don't care about the business elements of it. We care about what's coming out, what's fire, what do people collect, what are people hyped about. But the business element changes a lot, and it's worth noting, in my opinion. It's worth paying attention to, because these little things that happen outside of the purview of quote unquote the culture do affect the culture down the line. They should make us think, because down the line, we could be affected by what's available, where it's available, how much is available. All that could be affected by decisions that are being made right now, by business transactions that are being made at higher levels than any of us actually think about or care about. Dick's Sporting Goods isn't something that's on our radar. Doesn't mean that won't always be the case, but what it could mean is that these brands, this nostalgia that we all feel for certain brands here in the United States, that could be gone forever. And what is that doing? It's lopping off a piece of the culture. That is a huge deal to me, because the culture is what keeps this going. The people are what keep this going. The shoes are part of that for sure. But if the people stop caring, the fire shoes, they can come out as often as they want. It won't matter unless the people that are trying to get these shoes care the way that they always have. And I don't know if a move like this is going to be good or bad for it. It's just interesting to me. It's interesting to see a store like Dick's try and traffic in this, try and find an on-ramp to international business, and doing so by using sneaker culture. Pretty interesting if you ask me. Worth looking up, in my opinion. But I want to know from you, if you're listening, do moves like Skechers, do moves like Dick's Sporting Goods buying Foot Locker, does any of that matter to you? Does it matter in the grand scheme of sneaker culture? Are you looking at it in terms of how is it going to change my consumption of shoes? Or do you just care about what's in front of you, what's coming out, and what will be, will be? Let me know. Follow me on Instagram at FireFootwearPod, TikTok at FireFootwearPod. Please go to the YouTube channel and subscribe, watch the videos, share them, comment. We just hit 1,600 subscribers. A big thank you to everybody who has subscribed, who is listening right now. Putting up some new reviews, some new videos. So go watch all that good stuff. And for those of you listening right now, Apple and Spotify or whatever podcast app allows you to do ratings and reviews, please go on there, give some stars, give some reviews, let me know what you like, and let me know what you don't like. It helps me know what's working, helps me know what's not, and it also gives me a connection point to you, the listener, and that matters very, very greatly to me. I hope this finds everybody well, fam. I hope this finds everybody safe, and I'll talk to you next time. This is Fire Footwear. Opinions and viewpoints expressed on Fire Footwear are those of Matt Freights and his guests, and not necessarily those of the Matty Ice Media Network. Fire Footwear is exclusively owned by Matt Freights and is brought to you by the Matty Ice Media Network.